This CD was compiled for the express purpose of helping the listener to arm himself or herself for spiritual combat. Please, before entering into spiritual warfare, become established in the knowledge of your salvation in Christ Jesus and the assurance that the Lord has given you the gift of righteousness. Hide the word of truth in the midst of your heart, and above all, arrive at a quality decision to believe God. If you pray effectively, based on the word of God, you will always wreak havoc on the enemy, and he will undoubtedly retaliate. But your ability to withstand the retaliatory attack depends on the condition of your faith, which is your trust in God to perform his word. May you be completely clothed in the armor of God and properly equipped in the word of faith. Restoration through the word is quick and powerful, and the word rightly divides between the spirit, soul, and body, even to the discerning between the thoughts and intents of the heart. The following scriptures will be effective whether you are interceding for someone else or praying for your own needs. Their power lies in the fact that they are God's promise in his word. Since this CD is organized by topic, with each topic recorded on an individual track, a scripture may appear many times. Each time it is heard, it will apply to the topic being addressed on that individual track. Pray and think on these scriptures when confronted by sorrow, grief, or affliction. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Luke 12:32. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Proverbs 3:23-28. You shall walk in your way safely, and your foot shall not stumble. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. You shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear. The Lord shall be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hands to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, and come back tomorrow. I will give it when you already have it. Pray and think on these scriptures when confronted by fear. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Romans 8:15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Pray and think on these scriptures when seeking protection over those around you. Psalms 91:7-8. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Psalms 91:10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Psalms 33:17-20. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, to deliver their soul from death, and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits on the Lord, he is our help and our shield. Pray and think on these scriptures when confronted by unbelief and doubt. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 4:12-13. For the word of God is living and powerful and quick and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give account. Psalms 62:11. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that the power belongs to God. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Spirit is the Lord, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Psalms 107:20. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Psalms 84:11. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Pray and think on these scriptures when confronted by speech issues. Proverbs 4:20-24. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Matthew 12:34-36. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Pray and think on these scriptures to release prosperity. 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalms 10:22. The blessings of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Deuteronomy 29:9. Therefore keep the words of this covenant, and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in it. For if you will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall also not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord with your possessions, and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be full with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Pray and think on these scriptures when dealing with addiction. Psalms 121:6. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Philippians 4:5. Let all men know your gentleness. The Lord is at hand. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Pray and think on these scriptures to release patience. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalms 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. James 1:3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Hebrews 6:12. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Hebrews 10:39. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Romans 4:20-21. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened through faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. It was accounted unto him as righteousness. Psalms 148:1. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him from the heights, praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted, he is above the earth and heavens. Pray and think on these scriptures when seeking wisdom. Proverbs 3:19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 4:5-6. Get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Psalms 111:10. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. 1 Corinthians 3:18-19. Let no man deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. Pray and think on these scriptures to release freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. John 8:36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. Mark 7:13. Making the word of God of no effect, through the tradition which you have handed down, many such things you do. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 146:7-8. Who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. Psalms 107:14. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Psalms 118:4. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Pray and think on these scriptures to release gentleness. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Isaiah 30:15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and yet rest you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. 2 Samuel 22:33. God is my strength and power, and he makes my ways perfect. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Psalms 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Pray and think on these scriptures when dealing with rebellion. Psalms 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has also rejected you from being king. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Hebrews 4:12 and 13. For the word of the God is living and powerful and quick and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him whom we must give account. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. John 8:36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Revelations 12:11. And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Psalms 118:17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. James 4:7. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you. Psalms 107:17-21. Fools, because of your transgression and because of your iniquities were afflicted. Their soul leapered all manner of food, and they grew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distresses. He sent His word and healed them, and He delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing.